The Columbia Tusculum Historic Home Tour this year is on Sunday, October 13th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. With us to talk about this historic neighborhood is Cindy Mady, whose artwork adorns the poster for the event. Good evening, and thanks for coming in, Cindy.
Hi, how are you doing, Lee?
Good. Good to see you again. Where is Columbia Tusculum?
It's surprisingly a pretty well-kept secret. Not a lot of people know where our neighborhood is, but we're only about 4.5 miles from downtown. We're out US 50, Columbia Parkway. At the intersection of Columbia Parkway and Tusculum is the heart of it all.
And that's on the east side of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple blocks east of Delta.
Not far from the Ohio River.
No, we can walk to the river.
Was the neighborhood affected by the flood of 97?
Yeah, to a certain extent. There were a lot of houses underwater down closer to the river, yeah. And many of those are in what they now call the Garden District.
There's a Garden District
in
Columbia?
Yeah, there's a lot happening down there.
Wow.
We won't be featuring that on the tour as much. The tour mostly centers on probably about 14 houses and 5 public buildings.
And the houses, will they all be painted ladies?
Oh, yeah. Just like mine, it takes forever to paint one of those things.
And this is the 225th anniversary of the neighborhood, and it's the oldest neighborhood in Cincinnati and founded in 1788.
Yes. It actually predates the charter of the city of Cincinnati by a few months.
Have there been a lot of changes to the neighborhood over the years?
We work really hard to try and retain that historic character, but, you know, around the periphery of the residential district, there's a lot of changes, and there are a lot of modern new buildings, new residential buildings that people are moving in, new businesses. So that's one of the reasons we have the theme this year, 225 years young, and a lot of young families, too.
There's also, isn't there a really interesting school?
The school on stilts? Yeah, I'm a mentor there. I have a tutor and a mentor down at Riverview East. That's the school on stilts. And it's in the floodplain, but it's up high.
The neighborhood is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. That happened in 1979. Did that really help give the neighborhood a boost?
Yeah, I think so. And there are some historic guidelines for what you can or shouldn't do to your house. You know, you can paint it as many wild colors as you like, but you have to stick within certain guidelines for fencing and external additions to the house.
Is this going to be a walking tour
yes.
of the
mm-hmm.
home? So where would people start? Where does it start?
They're going to start at Columbia Square, which is the new little shopping center on the corner of Delta and Columbia Parkway. And that's where the tickets can be purchased, but you can also get them online ahead of time. And then you can just come and get a wristband and walk around and see the houses.
And how often will the tours be, I mean, if you are they like every half hour or?
They're individual. It's not a group tour. You just, you know, can see as few or as many houses as you like. And the best part is, for me anyway, is that we have live traditional music in almost all the homes and public buildings, quite a few of them. This is going to be supplied by the Riley School of Irish Music, which also happens to have its home in the Columbia Tusculum area. They meet every Saturday in the Columbia Baptist Church. So that'll be one of the sites on it. And we've got musicians playing in most of the houses and public buildings.
Now, the Irish Heritage Center is in that neighborhood, too.
Yes, the Irish Heritage Center will also be on the tour. Irish Heritage Center is the former McKinley Elementary School, which was, I think, the oldest elementary school in the city and now has been resurrected as the Irish Heritage Center. They're at 3905 Eastern, and they're kind of the eastern end of the tour. The other western end of the tour is closer to Columbia Square.
Is your band Silver Arm playing?
Well, we're kind of splitting up. Two of us are playing in two houses, but I'm going to be probably staying at the Carnegie Center of Columbia Tusculum, which is on Eastern Avenue, because I have an art exhibit there. And these are scenes that I've been doing for years, plein air paintings done out on the street of the neighborhood scenes, and they're kind of impressionist and small paintings. And so come down to the Carnegie Center, and we'll have music there too, but it probably won't be Silver Arm because I think I'm sending them somewhere else.
So are there going to be maps that are going to be mm-hmm. passed out?
Yes, when you get either buy your ticket that day or reserve your ticket ahead of time, you'll check in, get a wristband and a map and a program that has the map in it, and you'll know all the sites. You may not get to all of them. I think there are going to be some trolleys going around too, but mostly it's a walking tour.
Will there be food available, like at Allen's Cafe? Are there?
All those places will be open, I'm sure, but we aren't going to be providing food directly through the home tour. But there are many fine, you know, establishments in the area that are new and old restaurants and pubs.
So there's a five-hour window, so that'll give people plenty of time to explore the neighborhood.
Yeah, this is a little earlier than we've done in the past. We've done these home tours for many years. Usually it's about every second or third year. And this is a major fundraiser for our community. And as far as parking goes, there's parking at the Columbia Square. There's probably parking at the Irish Heritage Center because they have a large parking lot. There is parking along Eastern Avenue, maybe at St. Stephen's, which is also one of the buildings on the tour. Public buildings are the Irish Center, St. Stephen's, the Columbia Baptist Church. Carnegie Center is another one of the public buildings. So these are all old historic parts of Cincinnati that maybe you, if you haven't been there before, come and visit us because we think it's a wonderful place to live and work. And we hope that more of you will come and just experience that.
That's the Columbia Tusculum Historic Home Tour. This year it's going to be Sunday, October 13th from 11 a.m. to 4. With us has been Cindy Mady to tell us about it. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you.
You'll find a link to directions, tickets, and contact information at WBXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hague.